Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And I will lead you in our guided meditation today, as I do on all of our broadcasts. And the guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hurry and worry, the hustle and bustle of daily living that we get caught up in the course of our life. All the little nuances that bother us and take us away from this place where we are whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that we will ever need for the journey. So our way is made clear through the meditations that allow you to know the beingness that you are, the wholeness that you are. And it is about unlearning toxicity, as the song says, so that we get back to the knowing. And in our meditation, the words allow you to feel and know this beingness that you are. So I invite you in this moment, all of you that are able, to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner as you listen to the words taken from the book Enlightenism that allows you to understand this presence that you are a part of and remind you that you have everything that you will ever need for the journey. So let us begin. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and let it out very slowly as you open your eyes and bring your attention back to the broadcast. Before Brother Malcolm comes, I want to impart upon you this one insight taken from the affirmation, how we begin our day, by understanding that you are greater than the I that you created. And also to understand that I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. And by ending my day, by accepting that I am the greater power, and that is taken from the book Enlightenism, and allows you to know the presence of your being in every area of your life. I now give you, author, philosopher, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol, for those wonderful Enlightenism insights.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and the guided meditation to quiet our minds. Sometimes words hit you in a way, in a place where you don't expect them to hit you. So you hit you in a place of feeling.
Yes.
And that's what happened to me during your meditation and insights. I felt the power beneath the word.
Yes. Yeah. That's important.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it from this way, this perspective. Words have power because in order to understand them, we have to have belief.
Absolutely.
We have to know what they mean to us.
And, yes.
And I was thinking, what do they mean to the power in me? What does it mean to me to hear these wonderful insights and the sincerity that you express within the insights? Do I just let them pass through like I'm watching a television commercial or something? Do I feel anything? That's what I'm going. What do we feel when we hear the meditation? What do you feel?
Yes.
And I said what I felt.
Yes.
And I don't know what the audience feels, but I'm sure they feel something.
Yes, that's what I think. That's what I know, as a matter of fact. That's what I know. You feel something.
You feel something. And feelings are more important than words.
They definitely are, because feelings are something that we can wear. We wear our feelings, regardless to what we say, we wear our feelings, yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sister Carol.
You're welcome.
Okay, folks, you're listening to the Powers of the Mind Hour. You just heard Sister Carolyn get us started with the meditation and some insights, and you also heard our interchange where we're talking about feelings and what do you feel when you hear her read or recite or express enlightenism insights in a meditation? What does it make, how does it make you feel? How did you awaken today? How did you feel? How did you feel? Use enlightenism to guide us in our journey into the mind, into consciousness. How to create a powerful mind. Not a powerful mind to conquer people, to deceive people, to victimize people, but to have power and clarity over the self, over ourselves. The powerful mind is the work that we do in order to get the power and clarity to live our lives freely, live our lives free of the past and others' beliefs in the past, to live in a time that is called the present moment. And all work begins in the present moment. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to free ourselves of dependency on the past. We believe that. We know this. Our message is clear every day. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful enlightenment of mind. Regardless of the way you look today, about illusions you have of race, color, gender, age, religion, status, and education. Regardless of what you believe about yourself vis-a-vis the illusions I mentioned, you have within you the power of the universe. You have the power to create a new person. You have the power to create a new person. And what I mean by a new person, I'm not talking about cosmetic surgery. See, people think that that cosmetic surgery means you're creating a new person. People look differently. You know, if you tighten up the face and some other things. I'm not talking about something cosmetic. I'm talking about the power to change how you think and live and what you think about yourself. The power to understand that your judgments about yourself are rooted in beliefs that you receive from others. And sometimes we feel really badly about ourselves when we're dealing with the judgments about what we should have, could have, and would have done in some situations. So we don't feel very good about ourselves. So I took time to write a book, several books. One is on enlightenment, because I thought it was important to know and to share with others what my thoughts are about having been born in a country where I believe in the illusions of race and color, among others. I wanted to do something about it. And I realized that there are millions of people in the country that want to do something about changing their lives. At given points in time, you feel like even with the judgments that you have at the moment about who you are, you want to be better. You want to feel better about yourself. You want to discover something that can give you the peace and clarity or the power and clarity that you need to free yourself from your dependency on the illusions of race and color and other issues. But I had not been able to do that, so I decided to work in the mind, to devote my time to working in consciousness in the mind, to understand more about consciousness. I thought before it just meant awareness of being alive. And so I would say things just repetitiously that I'd heard from others. I'm thankful that the Lord allowed me to wake up today. The Lord has blessed me to wake up today without really any understanding of why I woke up today. and what joy I could feel in waking up today. What joy do you feel waking up today, being aware of the person that you're aware of being, and who are you aware of being? This broadcast is not a broadcast of superficiality, deception, or anything related to what we have been taught in toxicity. It's about knowing the self. But in order to know the self, to know how to cleanse our mind. My latest blog, How to Cleanse Your Mind, shows insights on the source of the problem that you need to address within you. It's not about someone else. See, this is not, change is not about other people, changing other people externally, which is what we have been taught, I know I was taught to believe. It's about unlearning others' beliefs and illusions. Cleanse the mind, we immediately begin to notice that there's a lot of work to do. And then we want to transfer or compare our work to someone else's work. It's a lot of damage. I equate this with cleaning a dirty room in a house or rooms in a house. And if they've never been clean or cleansed, and all you're doing is adding things to it, it gives the appearance of being junky, cluttered. And the more you delay cleaning it, the junkier and cluttered it becomes. And that's with the mind. The more you delay cleansing the mind, the more you fill the mind with things from others. So now in the mind is those things that you depend upon. Check out the blog, my latest blog, that deals with how to cleanse your mind. I'll just read you a brief excerpt from it. You can go read the full blog on Google. You just hit Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenism Insights. You can follow the blog, and they send you notifications via email to keep apprised of when new blogs come forth and so forth. Here's a quote. I am greater than the I that I created. Seek and you shall find. Things appear not as they are, but as we are. Most of us suffer from universal trauma, but don't know it. We don't know because we depend on illusions for power and clarity. We inherited the illusions from past generations. When we inherited them from our parents and society, we didn't know they contained a poisonous virus. They infected us with the victim dependency virus, which we passed to the next generation. Now, you can read the blog for more information about understanding the victim dependency blog. And you correlate the blog and the radio broadcast with the book Enlightenism. And you can see how all of the work ties together. It comes right together. So when in the book Enlightenism, page 14, if you're willing to stop tolerating the pain from societal definitions in your life, then it's important to first understand who created the pain. The book's main thesis is to unravel misinterpretations about who is responsible for the pain and problems in your life. My goal is to first shine light on the distortions preventing you from recognizing that you are the creator of your own pain. I do this by describing the process for creating pain and then presenting a formula for overcoming it. The distortions, that's the end of the quotation. You can get the book to read more about Enlightenism and also the meditations. so that you can begin your day power and clarity and understand you just didn't wake up because you didn't die. You woke up today because the power in you has work for you to do. It has work for you to do. And that's why you woke up today. I'm going to take a quick break, bring Sister Carolyn in, and I'll return right after she finishes. Here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a healing of the mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. You can get the book Enlightenism, folks, at Amazon. And you can read the latest book, How to Cleanse Your Mind, by going to Google. You have to purchase the book. You can follow the blog and become a subscriber of the blog, following the blog. And when you get to the point of your own development in your life, one of the things today I would like for all of us to ask ourselves, how do we have successful relationships with people you dislike or disagree with? How do you have effective relationships or a successful relationship with someone that you don't like? And Sister Karen and I had an Enlightenism conversation earlier today about that very subject, where when working in the mind and you cleanse the mind, you run into pockets in the mind that you think you have cleared away. But then you see fragments left in the carpet, so forth, speaking metaphorically here, in the closet, and you thought you had everything cleared away. When you think about how we judge people, and we judge people based upon what others have told us about who we are and who other people are, and the right and wrongness of life itself, where we desire people to think the way we want them to think. And if you notice in the world where we're living, children are growing up today understanding that people don't have successful relationships with people they don't like. They can witness for themselves, observe for themselves, the chaos, the dislike, the vitriol, the hatred that is expressed by people in politics. They basically don't like each other, and they basically don't want to have a successful relationship with each other unless it's on their terms. Meaning, in toxicity, people talk about give and take. Give and take produces a compromise. But what has been compromised? Really, usually nothing. Because if you take two people with opposing views and they want to sit down and negotiate something so they don't get everything they want, either one of them, but they get some or most of what they want. That's called a compromise. But a compromise is just two versions of toxicity being expressed in their beliefs. So we don't know how, by observing other people, to have a successful relationship with people we don't like. And we don't like because of our judgments that's coming from toxicity, generational illusion, generational toxicity. You don't like people. And I think about this within the context, is it because the lions and the hyenas don't like each other because of food. And the other thing that they fight over, obtain the food that they eat. Our disagreements are coming from illusions about that we have about race and color, gender, age, religion, status, and education. And what she and I talked about and what I'm sharing with you today, because we're thinking about it not just from a conversation, but how do you get through these beliefs that are in you and you have judgments about them and you don't know how to deal with authentic forgiveness. And so during the conversation, that compassion for yourself, for causing the pain and suffering in your life. See, that's what enlightenment is about. Compassion for yourself, for causing the pain and suffering in your life. Here's a quotation to amplify on that point from the book Enlightenism. Quote, "You decide you have had enough pain and you can't take it anymore. Your desires are telling you it's time to wake up from your nightmare. If you feel this way, you can do something about it. You can ask yourself, who am I aware of being? The answer to this question opens the mind to perceive other possibilities other than the one you're using." That's where compassion begins, with the individual, you. And compassion about what your interpretations about what you have done in life opens the mind, express forgiveness of yourself, forgiveness of everyone else, and the release of ourselves from the judgments about how people are thinking and living. I'm going to share more information on this tomorrow and in future broadcasts. So tune back in tomorrow and bring Sister Carolyn in to close out the broadcast. And after her, Brother Carl will sing, "A Change Is Going to Come." See you tomorrow at 12 p.m. Have a great day.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Long time coming, but I know.